Hello.
Your NSA assigned spy are here.
Me you're looking for?
Yeah. Smooth jazz.
A
little bit of spying. Light the candles. Dim the lights. I'm watching.
You're all
your government is watching you. Well, they're not watching you. They're following you. They don't need to watch you. They know where you are now at any moment. And if you think the news today that the government basically subpoenaed, got all of the phone records for a three-month period from Verizon so they can tell who you're talking to, what number, how long, when, where on earth you are when you're making that call. But don't worry, I'm sure they're only doing this because they care. They care deeply. They really should. If the government wants to make some money, they could allow people to go to NSA.gov and sign up for text reminders that it's been a while since you've talked to your mom. They know. They've got all that data. They're fully aware of who you're talking to and when. So, you know, hey, it's been a couple of weeks since you said hey to mom. Father's Day's coming up. Don't forget to call dad. That's the kind of stuff they're looking at. Why? I don't know. They won't say. But you know what? In Utopia, everybody's suspect. Isn't that how it goes? Something like that. Maybe I'm off there. Maybe it's a different type of system. But yes, this story came out today in the UK Daily Guardian. Glenn Greenwald broke it. And now news comes down from the Huffington Post that the DOJ will very likely investigate Guardian NSA leak. Because this information, of course, is information the government does not want you to have. They don't. You can't. I've never done it, but I'd have to assume that if you're a stalker out there, and please don't call, I'll just assume, and if I'm wrong, we'll live with the consequences of that. But if somebody knows that you're watching them, it affects how they act. They'll try to lose you. They'll be able to lose you. But if they don't know, then you get a true sense of what the people are doing. And in this case, the government doesn't want you to know, did not want you to know that they were monitoring every single phone call you made on Verizon. Now, I'm not singling out Verizon. The story singles out Verizon. I suspect heavily that there will be news, say, breaking about the other mobile carriers in the country soon. I don't think that Verizon is the carrier of a particular group of people we want to monitor. But, you know, I don't think this is a unique and individual thing. But the Department of Justice, thank God, is on the case. They will investigate and find out who dared leak this story to Glenn Greenwald. The most transparent administration in history. Actually, if you think about it, they are really very, very transparent. Not in the sense that they mean. I mean, their motives are transparently political, and we can see that from a mile away. So maybe we were thinking about it all wrong. Maybe that's how they meant transparency. They really say that they're just transparent. Could have been talking about motives. Anyway, this is the latest story. This was broken over in the UK. And those of you who listen regularly, and I encourage it, and I think, you know, doctors, 4 to 5 dentist surveys say you should listen regularly, know that I hold most of the media in contempt. They're just with a lot of disdain. They're hacks for the most part. But this story was broke by the UK press. The IRS case, the big news, it's still ongoing. We're learning new things every day. That story wasn't broken. That wasn't uncovered by a media outlet. That was exposed by the IRS itself planting a question in a conference call, an unrelated conference call. It wasn't like, hey, we're going to let you know what we've been up to. It was about something else. And Lois Lerner said, maybe you should ask me about whether or not we've been spying on conservatives. And a good lapdog journalist said, yeah, okay, fine. That's good. We can spin that. We can get out in front of it. The seizure of the Associated Press phone records, that wasn't broken by the Associated Press. That was the Justice Department ratting on itself when it informed the Associated Press. No one's been digging because no one's been looking. No one's been looking at this administration because they all agree with this administration. They can't fathom the concept of them doing something that is contrary to what they say they want to do. You had the President of the United States back in 2007 saying, I'm never going to spy. This administration, meaning the Bush administration, outraged. They've even dare listen to someone in Chicago talk to someone in a cave in Afghanistan. How dare they? And this outrage shall not pass. Well, I bet that that program is, in fact, ended. I'm sure the president was, in fact, outraged. Unfortunately, he didn't turn off the equipment used to capture that information. He just turned it back on us and has been collecting it ever since. But it is really interesting. John Nolte, who was on the show yesterday at Breitbart.com, has a nice long piece about how the media has missed all of this. It hasn't been broken by the mainstream media at all. And can you imagine what we would find out if we had real journalists in this country in the White House press corps asking questions, following leads? Curious, just curious. My God, that would be a huge step in the right direction, but we don't. This, I'm going to get to it in a second, but before we get into this, the mysterious case of the man who wasn't there, Barack Obama at Columbia University. This report from Politico, as I said, the Huffington Post reports that the DOJ is very likely to investigate who leaked this information to The Guardian, who told Glenn Greenwald they must be rooted out and destroyed. But this report in Politico, Leon Panetta revealed classified SEAL unit information. This is from the former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Former CIA director Leon Panetta revealed the name of the Navy SEAL unit that carried out the Osama bin Laden raid and named the unit's ground commander at a 2011 ceremony attended by Zero Dark 30 filmmaker Mark Bowl. The head of the CIA, meeting with Hollywood muckety-mucks at an awards banquet, releases classified information. What is Leon Panetta doing now? It ain't rotting in prison. I bet it's cashing big fat checks. But don't worry. The Department of Justice is on the case and finding out who, you know, who James Rosen's parents are talking to and who dared tell Glenn Greenwald that they're monitoring all of us via our cell phones. This story I found incredibly interesting. I've heard it before. It's just been reiterated because this event just happened. This is from The Blaze. This is by a guy named Wayne Allen Root. He went to Columbia. You know, we have the smartest president in the history of ever. In the history of bipeds, I think that the president has at least 20 good IQ points on anybody. Everybody knows that he went to Columbia University and to Harvard. Harvard. Except, we don't know anything about his grades. That's beside the point. A funny thing happened while he was at Columbia University. No one was aware that he was there. Wayne Allen Root, who graduated in the class with him, this is from his piece at The Blaze. I just returned from New York, where I attended my 30th Columbia University reunion. I celebrated with my esteemed classmates, everyone except Barack Obama. As usual, he wasn't there. Not even a video greeting. Not a personalized letter to his classmates. Nothing. But worse, none of our 30th reunion classmates ever met him. The President of the United States was a ghost at Columbia University. This is a very interesting case because he talks to a lot of people who went to this reunion. There were only about 150 people in the political science department at Columbia University in the two-year window that the president was allegedly there. It's a two-year window. No one, not one person, remembers him. There's one photograph of him sitting in what was supposed to be his apartment with his roommate, who was a Pakistani national who is now gone from the country. There is one professor who claims to remember him. One, just one, a radical left-wing professor who hates Israel. No one else has any memory or photographs, recollections whatsoever of the President of the United States when he was back at Columbia University. It's very, very bizarre. You can read it yourself at theblaze.com, but you would think that if you went to college and you had a class, I mean, there were 2 years together. You're not going to have a class with everybody, but odds are you're going to know somebody who knows. Somebody would know this guy. And now he's president of the United States. It might come up in casual conversation, especially as Wayne Allen Root writes, most of the people that he talked to at the reunion are hardcore Democrats and big donors. None of them have any memory whatsoever of the president of the United States attending Columbia University. But he graduated from there. He spent 2 years there. Very, very weird. He is the man who wasn't there.